please, I'm having problems with my computer. Let me, agenda. All right. At this time, I would like to call to order the meeting for the continuing ed education audit meeting for today, which is September 19th, I believe, 2019 at 7:45. Ms. Poe, could you call the roll?
Yes, Madam Chair. Dr. Brundage?
Here.
Dr. Present. Flowers?
Present.
Dr. Malott?
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. The Continuing Education Committee is under Rule 4-26-207. In a two-year licensing period, a psychologist must complete 40 CEUs with 4 of the 40 credits in the area of ethics and foreign domestic violence or child abuse. All continuing education credits must meet the requirements of AAC R4-46-207. The license period being audited at this time is a prorated period from May 1st, 2017 to April 30th, 2019, as licensees were transitioned to individual renewal cycles based on the birth month of the licensee and the license number. Therefore, the CE requirements was individually prorated. The board issued substantive policy statement SP period 01-16 regarding a prorated license period. This policy allows licensees during the transition period only to apply up to 10 CEUs earned above and beyond the 40 CE credits required for the previous license period of May 1st, 2015 through April 30th, 2017. The CE audit for the prorated license period takes into account the board's substantive policy statement regarding carryovers of up to 10 CEUs. If a license applied carryover CE, the Continuing Education Committee may request evidence of CE applied to the previous license period, May 1st, 2015 through April 30th, 2017, from which CE is being carried over. In order to determine that the CE being carried over was earned above and beyond requirements for the previous license period. If the committee determines that the licensee meets requirements, the committee will forward the agenda item to the board for approval. If the Continuing Education Committee determines that a licensee is deficient in the continuing education requirement, it will make a recommendation it deems appropriate. All right. So at this time, what I would like to do is that we can move on to agenda item 3, consent agenda, discussion, consideration, and possible action.
This is Dr. Malott. I had 2 items that I wanted to discuss, but they made it on the consent agenda, so I'm requesting that we remove them.
All right. Which items would you like to remove?
Frank Powers and Leo Munoz.
All right.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, and just for clarification, Dr. Malott, may I have those agenda item numbers?
Okay. Is Leo Munoz, and Frank Powers is 26.
Okay. Frank Powers and Dr.
Flowers?
Yeah.
Okay, there were three that I wanted to remove and discuss. That'd be number eight, Dr. Ralph Earl, and then 14, Dr. Eric Johnson, 24, Dr. Emily Poster.
Wait, please. Number eight? Number what?
Okay, number 14.
Yeah.
And then 20.
And his name, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Eric Johnson.
Okay.
And then 24 is Dr. Emily Posta.
Okay. And I do believe that I had also an issue, but I am having computer problems. We'll wait one moment and then we can get all that. I have one more item that I'm having some difficulties. It's somewhat problematic because the computer that I have had everything on is needing to make changes, and I'm not quite sure why it's locking up. So at this point, may I ask staff that I had sent one of my forms that I had concerns about. Do you remember which one?
Kathy's checking.
Ms. Favre?
Let me take a look, just one moment.
The only difficulties with computers is sometimes that when they don't work as effectively, it makes it more difficult.
Dr. Brundage, I have a suggestion. Why don't we move to item 4 and 5? Let's not vote on the consent agenda. We'll address the items that we brought up, and then hopefully by then.
Thank you. I think that's an excellent idea. I would really appreciate that because I do not want to stop those issues. So if we may table the consent agenda and move on to item number 4, which is review, discussion, and possible action regarding those audits who have requested an extension to submit documentation for the CE audit. Okay. And then could I ask...
I can get Dr. Cox.
Pardon?
You want me to do Dr. Cox?
I would
can,
like...
review Dr. Cox.
That would be great.
Dr. Carlson is requesting an extension for her CE audit. She was not able to complete it. She has tremendous family issues, and which necessitated the selling of her home and closing her practice and boxing all her records. She's unable to get it right now, and she wishes to, I'm just looking for the date of the extension. She wants a year's extension, so that's a little unusual. We've had requests for extensions before, but I've never seen one for a whole year. But she is going through major life changes, and due to a serious illness of her partner and life partner for 45 years. So I am wondering, you know, so what are everybody's thoughts that a one-year life, I mean, giving an extension for 90 days is acceptable. We've done that before, but 120, you know, 1 year seems excessive.
Is there any guidance in the statutes or rules on what we can and can't do?
This is Mark Harris. I am not aware of any, and I don't know if board staff has any historical knowledge on how long the board has gone with respect to extensions, and if there is a rule, I apologize, and I'd be more than happy to be corrected.
Here's
my suggestion. Dr. Brundage and I have served on this for the last 10 plus years. My recommendation is that we give her 90 days and tell her to do her best to comply. And if she's unable to comply, she will have to submit another request, and we will review it at that time.
I would support that for Dr. Malott. I also have never heard of an extension that seems extremely excessive to me, and I personally wouldn't be in favor of that, just because I think that it there are lots of different opportunities. Even if she were in the middle of the Arctic Circle, I know that there's continuing ed programs that you can have that are not going to that you can take online at your own time sequence, and I just think that that would be a much better idea.
Dr. Brundage, committee members. Dr. Brundage, committee members, this is Kathy. On in J, in the rule under R4-26-207, it says a licensee who cannot meet the continuing education requirement for good cause may seek an extension of time. And then under one, it gives for at least the board, actually, I'm sorry, number two, the board shall not grant an extension longer than 1 year. So you do have the option of up to a year.
But typically in the past, we've done 90 days.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, so it does.
Mm-hmm. I think that at this point, I guess I'm struggling. I'm just not very comfortable with having a year extension. We could, but I certainly fall back to Dr. Malott's suggestion, which is that we provide a 90-day with thoughts that we would prefer that she would complete it during that time. If she needs additional time, then she can come back to the committee and request it. But it just seemed quite excessive.
Yes, sir.
Go
ahead, complete the thought.
No, I said according to a letter, she said it's in a box somewhere. So it, to me, it sounds like a matter of locating that box, so.
Yes, and, my comment would be, even if it's totally lost, you can go online and take care of the issue. It depends how quickly you read and go through things, but it can be done within 90 days, even if she has nothing. And so I think that the 90-day extension would be appropriate.
Perhaps at that time she can find the box.
Yes, and then she can submit another request if she wants, but hopefully in 90 days she could find it or do new stuff.
Yeah. Okay. I think...
Madam Chair, committee members, is that a motion?
I was just going to say, are people comfortable then to forward, may I have a motion from someone regarding Dr. Rose Carlson?
I'll make the motion that we award her an additional 90 days to either locate her materials or find additional CEs to meet the requirement and report back to the board on her progress within 90 days.
I second the motion.
All right, we have a motion and second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much, Dr. Malott. We'd like to move on to the Article B and the fourth agenda. Dr. Flowers, would you present information with regard to Dr. Lily Weiss?
Yes, thank you very much. Basically, she's requesting extension because she is out of the area until it looks like at least sometime in late September, early October. And so basically she's saying that all her documentation is here, but she is in Oregon. So she's asking to extend the date until October 15th or later.
And, I think we can give her the standard 90 days, and I'm assuming it starts from when we approve it next week?
I'm sorry.
Okay, so is that accurate?
Madam Chair, committee members, I think that it's 90 days from the date we send the letter, which is usually the same date as the board meeting that it's approved at.
Okay.
Okay, so that would be 90 days from today or tomorrow. Is that accurate?
It would be the board meeting.
It would be the full board meeting. Isn't it just a recommend?
Oh, I guess it'd be on the consent agenda or that kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay, I make a motion that we give the licensee a 90-day extension to comply with the documentation requirements for CEUs.
Okay, and may I have a second?
Second.
All right, is there any other need for any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of allowing her an extension of 90 days, please indicate by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, motion carries. All right, and the next item that I'm having is the agenda for Sarah Edmonds. And this is agenda number 5. Sarah submitted her CEs, and at this point, what I found is that when reviewing the material, she had not claimed some of her continuing information, continuing education for ethics, but she also didn't count another item. And so what I had found is that at this point, that I found that she was about one unit short in continuing education for ethics. She did have a class that she called Power Relationships, and I found that there wasn't any additional information about that. She was claiming that it was an ethical ethics form, but it there was no clarifying that in the material that she had submitted. So my thought was to either approach her and ask her to submit additional information that would give us more insight as to accounting it for ethics, or asking her to complete one more ethics. She did complete.
It's 0.5 hours.
Oh, yeah, 0.4 hours. 0.5 hours, I'm sorry. So half that. Was any other thoughts about the what you thought in this case?
And looking through it, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, looking through it, it doesn't, you know, the power differential in therapy is of interest, but that doesn't necessarily mean ethics. And so I think, like you were saying, we'd need documentation to the effect, you know, whatever, maybe there's curriculum or outline that might indicate how therapists should not try to take control beyond what they should as a therapist, you know, that kind of thing.
Again, I would feel comfortable suggesting to this committee that we forward a request from Dr. Edmonds to either provide more additional information on power relationships, or then complete a 0.5 class in ethics that would meet her requirements. I disallowed a one CE that she had said, love is a creative illusion, was taken after the renewal period, but she still has a complete number of 41.25. So I guess I would probably make a motion to that. I would like to motion that the committee forward a request to Dr. Edmonds to provide additional information on power relationships, and that at that time, if that does not meet our requirements for ethics, that she then would be notified that she is 0.5 CE short in ethics. And I see that as a motion.
I second the motion.
And any need for further discussion?
No.
Okay, hearing none. All those in favor of of this motion, please indicate by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. And if we could ask staff to forward that information, that would be great to be able to do that. Would like to move forward for additional information that we've removed from the agenda. And reviewing my material, I did not have anything else to remove other than Dr. Edmonds, which had already been removed. So we have several agenda items that we would like to move on. The agenda number 8, Rate Ralph Earl, has been withdrawn for the consent agenda. Would you like to make comments about Dr. Earl?
Okay, I'm having some technological challenges as well, but looking at, I was all excited and then I realized I pulled up the wrong Earl on my computer. But the notes I have indicate that he needed 20 CEU hours. Two in ethics and two in domestic violence. What he did was he submitted data for the last renewal cycle, and the available documentation, I found that for the current cycle, he provided documentation for one CU course, a 3-hour ethics course, and a 1.5 hour domestic violence course. And so he would need another 14 and a half CUs and then a half of a CU in domestic violence. And in the documentation he submitted that was for the previous cycle, he wanted to count hours for contributing to a book and so on, but the documentation he submitted, he apparently signed an agreement or a contract to write a book chapter, and there's no documentation that he actually did it. And then also somebody gave him an article or a book to review, and he made some recommendations for editing, and that was it. So I don't really feel that would suffice on that end. And so basically what I would recommend was that he clearly indicate what he wants to use from the previous cycle, and then we would need to make sure that he has enough to carry over for the next cycle, for the one that he's renewing in, and then also it appears he would need another half hour for domestic violence. But he did indeed have a 3-hour ethics course, and so that would be adequate for the ethics component of what he needs to do. And so I would basically request, I was frustrated with the fact that it appeared that one of his staff members submitted the documentation and said, well, we'll just give you what we gave last cycle, and then added these other couple courses that he had done for the current cycle. And, you know, the ethics course looks fine, and the hour and a half domestic violence course looked okay, but that's not 2 hours. If somewhere within the documentation for the previous cycle he has 40-plus, great, we can look at that, but it's not really currently clear if he did, and especially in those areas where he's wanting 10 hours for doing peer review articles and so forth. So,
Dr. Flowers, is there a discussion about the information that has been submitted on behalf of Dr. Earl? Any comments, Dr. Malott?
No, it's funny. I got to review the other Dr. Earl. So,
yes.
It also did very similarly.
I guess I make a motion that he submit clearly submit information about what he did the previous cycle, and then also what he did in the current cycle, and that we're questioning is, you know, we're not, like, my understanding is we can't say he was deficient in the previous cycle because we're not auditing it. But we do need to find out if indeed he had extra hours that he could use, and it's, to me, it wasn't clear because, I guess, 20 hours that he's counting, I question. If you agree to write a chapter and you don't tell us you did or show the documentation and a colleague sends you a document and you suggest some edits, I don't think that's meeting the requirements. But indeed, there were other TEUs that he did complete from what we gather. But we'd need documentation of that and then to determine what, if any, can carry over of the 10 that is needed.
Okay.
So that's a complicated motion.
I was going to say, before we get a second, staff, does Dr. Flowers' motion, are you understanding the parameters of what he's requesting?
Madam Chair, yes, we are. There's a motion to obtain documentation for the previous renewal cycle and the current cycle being audited to determine if there really is any carryover.
Yes. And,
very nice.
Yes, that's a bit more concise. But, you know, I would like him to submit clearly, you know, not just put a bunch of things together and say, sort it out yourself. He didn't say that, but that's kind of what it turned out to be. But he distinctly indicate what he did in the previous cycle and the current cycle. And then also, if we could, within that, I don't know if it's appropriate at this point, but we have questions about the accountability of the being the author of things.
Okay.
We don't have clear documentation.
All right, that's a motion. Is there a second on that?
I'll second it, but I want to maybe add to the letter.
Okay.
That needs to be
all right, but at least we can
yeah.
Okay.
No, the rule language is really old, you know, that he's using. We don't use category 1 and category 2 anymore.
No. It's one of the dangers of having been licensed a long time, you know, old terms.
Well, but we also know that part of the requirement of maintaining our licenses to remain current.
Yeah, we need to know what's going on, and it's a little bit outdated on that.
Okay. Is there any further discussion about this? All right. Hearing none, I'd like to call for a vote. All those in favor of requesting additional information to Dr. Ralph Earl, please indicate by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, staff, to try and create a letter to him indicating what we would like to do. The next item that was removed from the consent agenda was item number 14 with regard to Dr. Eric Johnson. Dr. Malott, I believe you asked this to be removed.
No, I think it was Dr. Flowers.
It's
I'm
fine.
Sorry.
Oh, no
okay.
problem. No problem. Looking at the documentation that he submitted, he is wanting to do some rollover from the previous cycle. And basically, he just said, I'd like to use this course I completed. But we don't have the documentation of the previous cycle to verify that indeed he does have extra time he can roll over. So that would be a key issue. Another one is he attended a conference, the NCSPP 2018 Midwinter Conference, and it was only 5 1/4 hours. But the documentation from the conference, he did, you know, some of the conferences we attend, we get a pretty colored dot to stick in what we attended. He put those in, but on the documentation, there's no seal of approval or signature of completion. And I think that that's needed so that it'd be another issue.
Okay. Dr. Flowers, do you know what page that is? And the material for Dr.
Yeah.
Johnson?
Let me find a
page 8. Actually, there's some dots on there, Dr. Flowers, and that typically comes from you completing it.
Okay.
You don't get dots when you, that's how they, that's the verification. I mean, yeah, he's up for dots himself, but that to me is how people, I've had it happen to me at other conferences.
Okay, well, if that's considered adequate, I guess I'd like to see signatures and seals, but if you all have seen that and you're comfortable, then I can be too.
And I believe that that is fairly standard in different organizations. Are you
okay.
comfortable with it, Dr. Malott?
Yeah, I am, because that's what, you know, you lead the session and you don't get the dot till you actually complete the session.
Okay,
and it
yeah.
would mean that somebody would really have to, you know, which I don't think, you know, I'd like to give him the, you know, that he was, you know, he only has 3 dots, you know.
Yeah, it'd be hard to get the dots without being there unless you worked at a dot
yeah.
factory.
And Madam Chairman and committee members.
Oh, I'm sure someone figured it out. Somebody does. But that's fine. I like to see lots of documentation, but I guess I thought if I were to conference and everybody was putting on dots and seemed happy, it'd be pretty hard for me to demand to see the conference corps or the training coordinator say, I need a signature, put it here, otherwise I won't leave. So
okay.
That makes sense. But essentially, you know, we do have documentation, I guess at this point, for 12.25 hours. And we need to see the previous cycle, the CEUs, to ensure that he does have the hours that he would like to carry over to meet the requirements. So I think we just need that additional information, and hopefully you can submit it. We will concur with what he is asking for, and it'll be adequate.
Excellent. So do we need a motion?
Yes, the motion would be that we need to see documentation from the cycle from which he wants to roll over to ensure that he has adequate to roll over for compliance.
I have one question of staff. In the rule language, how long does it say you have to retain your previous cycle CE?
Madam Chair, Dr. Malott, 2 renewal cycles is what it says.
2. Okay, so he should maintain it then, because this is the first renewal. Okay.
Correct.
All right. So there is a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. I have a motion and second that additional information be forwarded to Dr. Johnson. Any need for further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of this, please indicate by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. At this point, I'd like to move on to agenda number 23, which is Dr. Leo Munoz, Dr. Malott. I know that you had some concerns.
Yes. So my concern is with Dr. Munoz. Let me pull up his file. IJKL. Yeah. He indicated that he attended a conference, and because it was related to DV credits, I would like to, the title doesn't tell me that it is DV, and so it wasn't sufficient enough for me. I mean, the title is fine, like for ethics DV, but he does need 2 credits of DV. and it sounds more like ethics to me rather than DD. And it's on page 2 of his document, he says boundaries and mental health treatment, and he's claiming ethics / DD, but he needed 3 credits of DD. And does that count as a third? Does it not? So I just wanted more information on that, boundaries and mental health treatment and its connection to DD. So.
I would also support that.
Yes, it that's the ethics of boundary. I don't see any domestic violence in the title.
So I guess
we would need to see maybe course outline or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in fact, go ahead.
No, that was my only. Go ahead, Dr.
Well, and I was just going to indicate at the middle of the certificate that says this is an ethics course. So again, you know, unless he can provide additional information, then he would need one more unit of DV. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Dr. Malott, would you like to make a motion?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that either Dr. Munoz submits one additional hour of DV credit or provides information regarding his CEs on how it meets the additional hour of DV.
I second the motion.
All right. Is there need for further discussion?
Madam Chair, Dr. Malott?
Hearing none.
Madam Chair, Dr. Malott, do you have a time frame you want this information to be sent back?
90 days, I think.
Okay. Thank you.
I would like to be corrected, but I believe that's a typical time frame that we ask for response. Is that correct from the committee and from staff?
That's correct, Madam Chairman.
Yes.
Yeah. So 90 days.
It doesn't stop them from submitting it sooner, but that's the standard.
Right.
Okay. Correct.
I'm sorry, Dr. Brundage, members of the committee. I'm assuming that the 90 days that we just spoke about apply to the previous motions as well.
Yes, I believe that is generally, yes, I believe
that's just the
correct.
Standard time frames in which we give the licensees to respond.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So we have a motion that at this point we move forward and submit information for Dr. Leo Munoz for additional documentation regarding ethics and boundaries. If he is unable to provide adequate information to substantiate his claim of a domestic violence credit, then he'll need one more additional credit. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Dr. Flowers, you've asked for the Dr. Emily Posta, agenda number 24 in the consent agenda. Would you like to present information about Dr. Posta?
Yes, thank you. She needed 2 hours for the May 1st to May 31st mini renewal cycle back in 2017. And, you know, that would include 1 hour ethics, 1 hour domestic violence. What she did, my heart goes out to her, is she submitted the documentation for one for domestic violence and the other for, you know, one for HIPAA. Both were completed in April 2017. So, you know, I guess strictly speaking, they were not completed in the renewal cycle. But also, it wasn't clear to me that HIPAA was an ethics course. My kind of aside is she possibly has enough from the previous cycle that she could carry over everything she needed for this one-month renewal cycle. But strictly speaking, she did not do all of it in the right time frame. It is a very bureaucratic and picky thing, if you see what I'm saying there.
Dr. Flowers, I think, unfortunately, that you're accurate in that it was supposed to be within that month of May. If she'd only waited, you know, 12 more days, I think it would have been fine.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy making. You know, you want to get it done quickly, but and then the HIPAA thing, I don't know that that would be considered ethics or not.
I think I would consider the ethic HIPAA as professional problems, you know. It's kind of regulation.
It covers a lot of stuff. Okay. Okay.
Well, and I also consider it confidentiality, which obviously falls into the parameter of an ethics. Ethics.
Yeah, it definitely relates to all kinds of things, yeah. And so, but, you know, if she could... Indeed, I guess if she could show that those 2 one-hour courses were beyond what was needed for the previous renewal cycle, she's fine. But at this point, we would need, I guess that my motion would be that she provide documentation of compliance within that 1 month renewal cycle. And if she does not have it, which probably she doesn't, then she would need, we can remind her that there's a carryover possibility from the previous cycle, but we would need to see her documentation for that cycle to see if she did have the extra hours needed for compliance.
I have a question to staff. I'm looking at her license number of 4225. When was Dr. Posta licensed?
Let's check 1 second.
That seems like a fairly new number.
Madam Chair, her license was an older license. It was issued October 13th of 2011.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, certainly we can give her then the opportunity to be able to respond if she does have that 10 additional CEs to carry over. If not, then I think that it would be prudent to ask her to provide additional information. What does the committee think?
And, I would also add, I didn't throw in that if she it isn't there, she can certainly do it now. She within that 90 days, she could do others, and that would also take care of the requirement.
Okay. May I have a motion?
I'd like to make a motion. I'll try to make it too cumbersome that she submit that the current documentation was not completed within that time frame for the renewal cycle. If she can document that the previous cycle included enough to roll over for this requirement, she can submit it. Otherwise, that she would need to do additional CEUs to meet the requirements.
Is there a second? I would second that. Any need for further discussion? Dr. Malott, you're pretty quiet.
No, it's fine.
Okay. All right. Hearing no further discussion, all those in favor of this motion, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. I'd like to move on to agenda item 26 from the consent agenda, Dr. Frank Powers. Dr. Malott, you are the lead person in this. Would you like to discuss Dr. Powers?
Yes. Dr. Powers submitted 41 hours for his renewal cycle. The 24 of those hours came from this conference, Creativity and Madness. I don't have any problems with the conference, but when I looked at this conference, it is a standard letter that he was given. He only claims 14 hours. No, he did claim 24. What was I thinking? He's paying 24. Okay, he's paying 25. I thought it was a higher number of hours, that's what it was.
Dr. Malak, could you point us to the page?
I see where my concern came from. But I think I'm okay with it now that I'm looking at it again. It's page, it's like the third or fourth page. Page four. So it says, Dear Dr. Powers, according to our records, you earn 24 hours of continuing ed during the service. And then at the bottom, it says, they designate this activity for maximum credits, and it says 30 for psychologists. So I said, how do we know that he did 24? But really, the letter documents the 24. He could have gotten 30, but he got 24. So that's not an issue, though I did put that down as an issue. Looking at it, you know, he has a letter verifying that he did 24 of the possible 30. So the second issue was what he raised himself, and I appreciate him doing that. When he did his calculations, he found out that he was deficient one credit hour of ethics and is willing to redo it. And I think we just need to give him the standard 90 days to complete the one credit hour of ethics. So.
All right. Any discussion?
I'm wondering on go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was kind of confused on the page for renewal, page one, where it says number of hours 3 plus 4 for ethics and DV. I guess that's where the comment about the one more hours. Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out how it'd be required to do 3 for 1 and 4 for the others, but yeah, you explained it. That makes sense.
Yeah, so 3 is ethics, the plus, and then 4 is DV.
Okay, so yeah, it sounds
like
he's deficient in that one.
I also find it interesting that when people go through this exercise, that oftentimes they will identify deficiencies, and you know, most everyone is pretty eager to complete those deficiencies and move on. It's kind of self-regulating. So I would guess that if we could draw a letter, may I have a motion with regard to that?
Yes, my motion is that we give Dr. Powers 90 days to complete the one credit deficiency.
I second the motion.
All right, I have a motion for Dr. Powers to receive a letter indicating his 1 hour of deficiency in ethics. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Any other questions at this point with regard to agenda items, agenda number 6, agenda items for future meetings?
This is, I want to make a comment or add something here. Within the general versus the domestic violence and ethics, maybe just because I try to overthink things, I wanted to indicate, you know, put both the ethics, the domestic violence within the general hours, because they still count toward the general grand total. I don't know that we need a policy on that, but I'm trying to explain if there's a question about how I figured things, what I did, because, you know, sometimes there are people that take like 10 hours of domestic violence. We wouldn't want to disallow 6 hours because they weren't general. So that, again, I might be overthinking it.
There are a couple of things that I would recommend, Ms. Folks, on this form. If we could indent ethics and DV, then it'll make it look obvious that it is part of total CE. So CE could be, say, 40, ethics could be 10, DV could be 10. But if you just indent it rather than in a straight line, and then, you know. Yep. The other thing that I like, this is just a personal preference, is if you separate out the ethics and the DV, you know. So sometimes I flip-flop how I put it down. And so if you just say ethics, DV, you know, since we have to account for both.
Madam Chair, committee members, we can definitely revise the form to go forward with the next group of CE. And we'll separate ethics and DV. But please note, this form is not a public document. No one else sees it but you. And it was my understanding that both staff and the committee members understood that the ethics and DV credits were part of the whole.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's just a convenience thing. It's nothing wrong with the form, just to help us.
No, we're happy to revise it. We're thankful for the direction.
I noticed that some of the forms didn't have that box, which is why mine was not checked off. None of mine had that little box.
Yes, that was a revision after we initially sent all the check sheets out. We got feedback from the Committee on Behavior Analysts and then revised the form accordingly and added those boxes. So if, going forward, those boxes will be on all the forms.
That would be wonderful.
And another one, this is just kind of maybe a procedural issue. When I was reviewing the documentation, there may have been some times where I wasn't clear whether a CEU was adequate. But if they had like an abundance of CEUs, I didn't feel the need to disallow 3 hours of their 60. So I hope that that's appropriate.
Definitely.
Basically checking for compliance, but if somebody had like 90 hours and I didn't like two, there's no need for any concern about that. Okay, great.
I would also, at this point, indicate that we have 90-day letters that are going out to six of our licensees. Those six will need to respond. The names are Sarah Edmonds, Leo Munoz, Frank Powers, Ralph Earl, Eric Johnson, and Emily Posta. And at this point, then, at that point, we will have to create another meeting for us to review that material. I would also like to make special acknowledgement of Kathy, who has done a Herculean job in trying to gather this information. For those of us who've been around for continuing education, this process has been much streamlined from when it was a decade ago. So I really appreciate the efforts of staff and board members to help facilitate this. It is a fairly arduous job, and going through the material, making sure that they meet our legal requirements. So at this point, can anyone else think of further agenda items other than the folks that we have identified at this time?
Madam Chair, at some point I think we'll need to do like a motion that the other ones on the consent agenda be approved as in compliance.
I like that. So is that something you'd be willing to do, Dr. Flowers?
Yes, I make a motion that those listed on the consent agenda not previously removed for discussion be found in compliance with requirements for renewal for their CEU.
I would second that. So we have a motion and a second that the consent agenda be approved and forwarded to the full board for review. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carries. All right. Any additional information that we need to discuss at this time?
Madam Chair, committee members, this is Kathy. I just want to point out, you may not be aware, but the CE audit, all the staff members, Krishna has done quite a lot, and so has Jennifer. It hasn't been just me, thankfully. Krishna's done a ton to get all this in order.
I would then say a shout out to all of you. Thank you. I know that my dealings have primarily been with you, Kathy, but oh my goodness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It has made the process so much easier and streamlined, and I apologize to both Krishna and to Jennifer for not acknowledging them, but it's been wonderful, and I thank you very much so. I would also like to apologize for the computer malfunction at the beginning of the meeting. I think we've been able to go through a tremendous amount of material quite quickly, but I think that, again, it points out that sometimes computers can be finicky. If I hear no further information, may I have a motion for adjournment?
Madam Chair and committee members, I just wanted to comment one thing before we adjourn for the meeting today. So we still have more submissions that we'll need to review a second batch. I think from speaking with Krishna, there's probably about another 40 or between 40 and 50. So we'll be having another meeting, which I'll probably schedule either for the end of October or early November to review all those submissions as well.
I was aware that they were probably coming. When should the committee anticipate those?
Well, let's see. Have we processed most of them?
Yeah, she said most.
We have, board staff has processed all of the items received. So it's just a matter of us dispersing those onto the website for the committee members to start reviewing.
Okay. I do have a question. The delay is due to response of the licensee?
Some of the delay is due to a few late responses, but more so in just not overloading the committee members with having 80-plus licensees to review audits for. So we've broken into two sections because we felt it would be a more orderly fashion if we broke it into two sections so we weren't overloading you with 80 licensees to audit.
You're using psychology.
Yes, I appreciate that as well.
So I will reach out to the members in the next couple of days to schedule the next CE meeting to go over those group of applicants. So it'll be about another between 40 and 50 people.
Oh, okay. Thank you for the heads up. Otherwise, I would wonder what was going on.
No, I was aware that there was new ones coming. When would we receive those as a... I'm sorry, Dr. Malott.
No, so how often is the CE audit committee going to be meeting? In the past, we would meet once in 2 years and, you know, do a whole bunch. Is this going to be a regular thing?
I anticipate that we'll have a total of two more meetings. So the next meeting will be to review the second batch of submissions, and then another one after that to review all the people that had requested extensions or for the individuals that we requested additional information. So that last meeting, we'll wait until we have everything that we need from each licensee.
No, I guess my question is, and then do we have another 2 year break, or, you know? I was thinking maybe a whole review process for licensees since you've gone to a, you know, continual review cycle probably needs to be adjusted. You know what I mean?
So, Madam Chair, Dr. Malott, Dr. Flowers, this is Ms. Poe. So our former executive director, Cindy Olvey, had created a tentative schedule for us to do the audit. It would be in 2 year periods. So right now we are doing, you know, the May 1st, 2017 through April 30th, 2019 cycle. And then in July of 2021 would be when we would start the audit for the next cycle, which would be those that renewed between May 31st, 2019 and April 30th, 2021. So after finish these next several meetings, We will not conduct an audit again until, it won't start until July of 2021, at least according to a tentative schedule that Dr. Olby had worked out.
Okay. I was just curious whether we were going to change that as a result of the changes. But I'm fine. I'm not complaining either way, so.
Yeah, it looks like according to this schedule, the audit would be starting in July every 2 years, and it would be every odd year. So July 2021, and then July 2023, and so on.
Okay.
Yes, Madam Chair.
Dr. Flowers.
Yes, I wanted to make another recommendation. Next time we review them all, I think it'd be easier for me if we would tell staff members specifically which ones we feel need independent review, and they could be listed in a separate part of the agenda rather than on the consent agenda.
I would support that greatly, because I know that Sarah Edmonds had been removed, but that would be helpful to be able to then focus on those cases that others had concern on. I think that'd be a great idea.
Yes, Seth, absolutely. We can do that for the next meeting.
So I guess my question is, when does the next batch arrive on our electronic mail?
Madam Chair, this is Kathy. We expect to send them out next week.
Okay. And then at that point, we have a month to complete them?
Approximately, yes.
Okay, good.
Okay. All right. So at this point, I had asked, is there any additional information? If not, may I ask for a motion for adjournment?
I shall move.
Motion. Is there a second? I second that. We have a motion and a second for adjournment. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you again, everyone, for all of your efforts. And I will. We will wait from staff to learn additional licensee audit reviews in the future. Thank you. And thank you to Mr. Harris for participating in this meeting.
You're very welcome. Have a good morning, everyone.
Thank you.
Everyone,
have a nice
morning.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.